Well, happy Palm Sunday morning, church. It's Pastor Steve. So glad you could stop by again and check in with us for our internet-only service yet again. Praise God. We know things are changing. I love that. I believe it was Oral Roberts that said, faith in God changes things. Say that with me. Faith in God changes things. So, we're believing God to just continue to work on behalf of His people, heal bodies, restore people, and break the power of this virus off of our nation and off of the world, and get us all back to being in church and being able to go to the mall or go to a restaurant, for goodness sakes. You know, I know the kids are just so wishing they could be back in school. Amen. Praise God. We have some great praise reports that have been coming in. I know Shelly's been sending out so faithfully the prayer and praise, emails and so forth. And again, I just can't say thank you, Jesus, enough for the power of the World Wide Web that enables us to keep in touch this way. It's so wonderful. But I saw a number of emails come in and things on the prayer and praise regarding people being healed of possibly what maybe they thought could have been the coronavirus. There might be some of you who know people who have it. And you know what? We're just not going to stand for it. We're going to claim our total health, and not just for that virus, but for anything, diseases, sicknesses, whatever. Amen. On this Palm Sunday, just lift your palms, your hands to Jesus right now, and just say, Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to be our healer today. We praise you. We thank you. I'm laying hands on my phone right now with all these lists of people that were believing God to continue to heal their bodies. We say, by the stripes of Jesus, Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes, they were healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus, if there's a pain in your body, something that's not right, if you've got kids in your house that have been battling with any type of sickness, just lay hands on them right now. And we declare in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you were made whole. I just believe, God, someone's stomach is being healed right now. You've been having some sort of stomach pains. In the name of Jesus, we declare digestive tracts healed in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Upper respiratory issues healed in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Headaches healed. Backaches healed in the name of Jesus. Diseases and viruses, we break the power of them off of your life in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just again, lift your palms to Jesus on this Palm Sunday and just say, praise, praise, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to lead you in our statement of faith right before Shelly leads us in worship this morning. Everybody say this out loud. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I'm called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I'm the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I am a child of God, and God loves me. Somebody shout it. God loves me. And tell somebody in your house or text somebody or post something that just tells everybody that you know God loves you. Hallelujah. Let's worship God together.
I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I got joy. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy down in my soul. down and rest. I'm gonna praise you for I am blessed. I know my life is in your hands. So I can praise you once again. I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I got joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy. Your joy, I've got your joy, I've got your joy, I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy, I've got your joy. I want to give all that I have to you. take me farther than I've ever dreamed. I want to tell of all I have seen. My heart longs for more of you in me. Take me farther than I've ever dreamed. I want to tell of all I have seen. My heart longs for more of you in me. I want to be a vessel you flow through. I want to give all that I have to you. I want to know. I want to know you more. I want to share all you've done for me. I want to shine for the world to see. I want to love. I want to love you more. I want to be a vessel you flow through. I want to give all that I have to you. I want to know. I want to know you more. I want to share all you've done for me. I want to shine for the world to see. I want to love. I want to love you. To be a vessel you flow through. I want to give all that I have to you. I want to know. I want to know you more.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Church, just lift your hands again on this beautiful Palm Sunday and welcome the presence of the Holy Ghost in this place today, into your house, into your body. Come on, we give you the praise and the glory, Jesus, for being our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Shokele vibishitone. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in English. Just praise and worship God. But if you do pray in the Holy Ghost, pray it out. Kore vibishitole vela shitalave makonde. Oh, Jesus, you are so wonderful to us. You are so wonderful to us. We praise you and we glorify you and we welcome you in this place today. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, church. Hallelujah. If someone's listening to this message and you haven't received Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, He is the way and the truth and the life. This Palm Sunday, we remember, this week is the week that we remember the crucifixion and death of Jesus and the resurrection on resurrection morning. Hallelujah. We praise and we glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody just say, Jesus, I thank you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. I receive you now and declare you as King and God over my life. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to die for my sins. I receive him now afresh as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over my life. Take my life, Lord. Do something awesome with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody just say hallelujah. Hosanna. Shout Hosanna. King of glory. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Well, church, we are still receiving tithes and offerings by mail right now. So, you know, you do what you got to do in times like this, and God is breaking things through. But on our website, you'll see that you can mail your tithes and offerings to our P.O. box. It is, make your checks, of course, payable to Redeemed Church. And it's P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671-0927. And praise God that the scripture that's on our website there on the give page is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, say good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And you might remember the illustration, well, maybe you don't, but a few years ago, Shelley did an illustration in regards to that good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. God's just packing it in. Somebody say, He's just packing it in to my life, amen, till it's running over. Don't you know God wants to get His people into the running over realm, amen? And I'll tell you what, my brother Randy and me experienced the running over this past week. Praise the Lord. I had been laid off from my day job for 6 days, and it was supposed to be, there was really no end in sight to it. But man, I'll tell you what, Pastor George and Brother Kenneth Copeland prayed an awesome prayer and just had an awesome service last week at EMIC's church, and we were plugged into it. The next day I was, on my workstation working with some church things and so on. We're believing God to possibly get us on a radio soon. So come on, be pressed in and believe in God with us for that. 13:30 a.m. I'm looking closely at their network and praying through some ways to get something out there. So I was working on some of those things, and I was reading Brother Copeland's book on the blessing. And one of his chapters, he talks about that we are crowned with the blessing. And I remembered, you know, the meaning of my name, Stephen, is crowned one. And the message that I was working on online that day, Shelley was speaking as part of the offering, and she was talking about being crowned with the blessing. And can somebody say, is God talking to me? Amen. So, yes, He was. Amen. Talking about being crowned. And you know what? At that very moment, the phone rang, and it was Pastor Rick Renner. He sent a pre-recorded telephone call to all his partners, which we are, our church is, and he was just praying for us and encouraging us. And, you know, I'd been feeling some of the pressure of that, being off work and all these kind of things, and we know God is our provider, but, you know, you're kind of where the rubber meets the road, amen? But at the end of his phone call, there was an option to press a number to have a prayer person, a live person pray with us, and I did, and her name was Kathy. And man, she prayed a beautiful prayer. I told her, hey, we're believing God to get back to work and keep our economy strong in our home. Amen. And do you know, by 8 o'clock that night, church, I got a call from my boss saying, can you come back tomorrow, please? Somebody say hallelujah. But you know what? That comes, faith like that comes, and the favor of God like that comes because you're plugging in to faith messages and sowing seed into ministries that are getting the gospel around the world. And it just you just get into that flood stage, that running over stage. And you know, our personal finances have been strong. We haven't missed a beat, church. God is so good. And Randy, same thing. His company is probably the third largest in the world that he's with. And they were talking about having to lay a bunch of people off. And the meeting that they had, guess what? Nobody is going to be laid off. Hallelujah. And I told Randy, I was like, you know, brother, when guys like us, people that are of faith are around, good stuff happens, man. You literally can be in the gap for a lot more people than just yourself, church. Amen. For your family, your home, your business. Glory to God. Our nation right now, isn't God good? Let me pray over you, over our tithes and offerings. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your faithfulness as we give and sow, Lord God, whether we're sending it in or setting it aside for when we get together in person. Father, we thank you that your blessing is on our finances. Somebody say, I'm running over with the blessings of God. And Lord, I release your peace and your blessing on our church's finances, on your people's finances, Lord God, that the devil cannot touch it. Your word declares you will rebuke the devourer for our sakes, Lord God. And we give you the praise and glory that we are continuing to grow and flourish and prosper financially. And we are faithful, Lord, tithers and givers. And we'll give you all the praise and glory. Somebody shout, amen. Praise God. And church, we're gonna get into this week's message in just a moment, but we recorded a really cool, we've been watching some police kind of shows like Chips and a Hallmark special that has to do with a detective, and it's a long story, but we've been watching some detective and cop shows a lot lately, and it gave us an idea for a skit that we were gonna do for you today. But guess what? We couldn't be together today, so we recorded it for you. It's called CHP Faith Forensics. Please enjoy this, and you'll hear me back here in just a few minutes.
Attention all units. Attention all units. CHP Faith Forensics briefing starts now. With Sergeant Stevens. Don't be late.
Welcome to the CHP, that's Calvary Highway Patrol, Faith Forensics Unit Briefing. We've got a hot one here for sure. CHP Homicide Unit Officers are here to speak to us today regarding this crime. And I want to introduce you to them. We got Officer Mitchum.
Yo.
We got Officer Crandall.
Present.
We got Officer Wozniak.
Here, Sarge.
And Officer DuPaul.
Obviously.
Okay. You all know the skinny on this great big mess. Presumed innocent man crucified on Mount Calvary. Jesus of Nazareth.
Hey, Sarge. Ain't that the guy that everybody seemed to love? Healing people, casting out demons. A real righteous cat, you know?
Correction, Crandall. Most everyone loved him. Certainly a good guy for sure, and please don't interrupt me again. I mean, how can you eat, Crandall, during meetings like this? Looking at all these pictures. Goodness.
Sorry, Sarge. Homicide makes me hungry. I'll clam up now.
Thanks, Crandall. We all appreciate it. The tragedy just continues. Now the tomb where his body was placed was discovered empty.
Empty? Come on, are you off your tree? I mean, dead bodies don't just get up and split.
Well, that would be part of the issue, wouldn't it, Wozniak? The body is missing.
I want to nail these turkeys, Sarge. Oops, maybe I should say I want to bust these guys.
Thanks, Mitchum. Let's keep it PC, would ya? Now, that should bring us up to speed on what we know at this time. And now I am all ears. I've asked each of you to present evidence regarding possible suspects in the death of this beloved man who could very well have been the Messiah. I mean, they don't come any cleaner than this guy. We'll begin with Officer DuPaul.
Thank you, Sarge. The first suspects I'd like to present to you were two of Jesus' closest associates. Judas Iscariot will lead it off. We have credible proof that he sold Jesus out to the high priest with these silver coins.
Good. Let's bust him.
Unfortunately, we can't ask him because he's dead. Hung himself, we think. Here's the rope we found, firmly tied around his neck. It was, messy. His body's down at the morgue if you'd care to see it.
Duly noted, DePaul. Proceed.
There's also Simon Peter, another close associate, abandoned Jesus, denying he ever knew him. I found out Jesus was onto him. He told him he would deny him before the rooster crowed. We have audio of the rooster, sir.
Proof positive. Let's bust him and bring the rooster too.
No one seems to know where Peter's at the moment. We're working on it.
Thanks, DuPaul. Sounds fishy to me. Let's bust Peter ASAP. Probably we'll find him down by the docks. We might need to send a boat, you know. Let's get the picture of his mug out on all the usual platforms. Officer Mitchum, what do you have? Anything we can actually use?
Thanks, Sarge. I have verifiable evidence that the High Priest Caiaphas, along with many other religious leaders, hated Jesus and wanted him dead because of jealousy. They wanted to control the people, the power, and the money.
Hard to sell the judge on conspiracy theories, Mitchum.
I call it instinct, Sarge. Okay, then. They couldn't see past their own man-made traditions. They even pressed Governor Pilate to release Barabbas an actual murderer, and to crucify Jesus in his place. Those bullies beat him, even ripped much of his beard out of his face. An insider was able to collect samples of the hair off the bloody stone floor of the high priest's house. Can you believe the self-righteous gall of these punks?
Well done, Officer Mitchum. Let's bust Caiaphas. Get him in for questioning before the next Sabbath. Wozniak, you have the floor.
Thanks, Sarge. Two public figures also played roles in this deadly monstrosity. Governor Pilate, as Mitchum mentioned, can't be left off the hook since he didn't let Jesus off the hook. This turkey even acknowledged Jesus was innocent. This joker let a few false witnesses and crazed leaders pressure him. He had him whipped brutally and released him to be crucified. Take a gander at this here evidence.
Mercy.
Oh, and Herod played a role too. Jesus was taken before him too. He found him innocent as well, but still had him mocked, beaten. They even jammed a crown of thorns on his head. We'll pass the crown around if anyone cares to touch it.
Thanks, Wozniak. It may be widely publicized, but we must bust them both this week. Got it? Crandall, are you finished eating so you can enlighten us?
Okay. Excuse me. Sure thing, Sarge. This may be a bit much for us to bear, so just hear me out, everyone.
Please get on with it, Crandall. I mean, how many more suspects could there possibly be?
So get this, sir. The entire world is guilty of the death of Jesus Christ.
I was out shoveling manure.
Yeah, I was on a date.
I was enjoying my afternoon tea.
Well, I was here working.
Now, wait a minute, guys. Hold everything. The entire world has been lost in sin since the Garden of Eden. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus, his son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but have eternal life. The sin of the world is what caused Jesus, the perfect, sinless Son of God. Everything, you see? We're all guilty.
Oh, come on, Crandall. That's crazy.
Crandall, I think you need to narrow your scope down a little bit, buddy.
Well, God save me and the Queen.
Crandall, you've come up with some wild stories before. But this is the most ridiculous, preposterous thing I've ever heard from you. Amazing thing is, I believe you. No, listen. I think Crandall is onto something big here, people. Bigger than we ever knew. We're all guilty. My sins, your sins. The sins of the whole world cost Jesus his life. We're all busted. You're busted, and you're busted, and you're busted, and you're busted. And I'm busted. Who's gonna cuff me? Huh? I'll go quietly.
Hang on now, Sarge. Nobody's busted. That's not the end of it. And I'm not finished if anybody else cares to listen.
Not the end of it? Where did you fall off the turnip truck? You'd better spill it right now, Crandall. I'll have your badge. Before I'm locked up, that is.
You won't need to, Sarge. You see, another one of Jesus' associates just contacted me this morning. This guy named Thomas. He has seen Jesus earlier today. He's alive, sir. That's why the tomb's empty. And Jesus himself released a statement I got from Tommy. I mean, that's what he likes to go by. Jesus said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All is forgiven, love one another, and follow me."
Crandall, that's the best news I think I've ever heard. The funny thing to me is that it came from you. Let's get out among them and share the good news. Dismissed. And I'd suggest that you all spread this great news too. You don't need a badge to do that. Just please keep it under 55 out there.
Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All units responding, please acknowledge.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, let's pray over this message, church. We'll get right into it. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond to what your Spirit is saying to us today. We receive it all with thanksgiving, God, and we'll give you all the praise and glory on this Palm Sunday in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Just again, lift your hands, lift your palms, the palms of your hands up to the Lord, and just say, thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for the gospel that sets people free. Thank you that I walk every day in victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed Faith Forensics. You just never know what you might hear out of your church here. Amen. But today's message on Palm Sunday, I wanted to title it Taking It All Back. Somebody say, taking it all back. Don't you know Jesus, when he came into this world, his mission was simple. Take it all back. Everything that we had lost because of the curse, because of sin. Amen. Jesus came and took it back for us. Hallelujah. In our foundation text, we probably emailed you a copy of the notes, but it's Mark 16:15. Amen. And that's the way our Faith Forensics sketch ended, you remember. And it says this, and he said to them, he of course is Jesus, this is after he arose again from the dead. He said to them, that would include us, go. Somebody say go. My friend Pastor Scott used to say, 2/3 of God's name is go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Don't you know that's what it's all about? That's why we have a website. That's why we have church. That's why we encourage you in your faith. That's why on our website, there's all those different links for places you can connect with the Copelands and Jerry Savelle and Jesse DePlantis. And that's we teach and encourage you to be sharing your faith. Amen. Because that's what it's all about. I love the way that sketch ended where the dispatcher says, by the way, you might have recognized some of those voices. Amen. Where the ditch pastor says, all available units, all responding units, please acknowledge. Amen. That would be us. Somebody say, that would be me. I'm responding to the gospel, Jesus. And I'll be faithful to share it with whoever you lead me to share it with. Amen. Isn't that glorious news? Hallelujah. Amen. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. I want to read to you the story of the triumphal entry. And you know, the cross, as you may realize, is in the shape of a T. And so every point here, we're going to look, it looks like, 5 points are going to start with the T. And of course, Mark 16:15, the one we just read, means to tell it. And whenever you say it, we're talking about Jesus, the gospel, right? So somebody say, Mark 16:15 reminds me to tell it. And the word tell means to make it known. Make it known that Jesus is Lord. Make it known that he healed your body. Make it known that he saved you. Make it known that he set you free. Make it known that he's still saving people and still setting people free and still healing bodies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. But Matthew 21 verses 1 through 11 says this, triumph in it. Amen. This is known as the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Amen. And triumph means the act, the fact, or the condition of being victorious. Hallelujah. Triumph in Jesus. Triumph in the gospel. Triumph again means the act, the fact, or condition of being victorious. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. In Matthew 21, here's what it says. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, on the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go over to the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and he will send them immediately. Verse 4, All this was done to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, sitting on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Verse 6, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Don't you know that's what disciples do, church? We go and do what Jesus says to do. That's why he is Lord. That's why he is the commander. Amen. God is my Father, and I'm also in his Son, but he's also the boss. Somebody say hallelujah. I'll say this really quietly so Shelly can't hear me right now. In my house, I'm the boss. Amen. Verse 7, then they brought the donkey and colt, laid their garments on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their garments on the road. Others cut down palm branches. Amen. That's where we get Palm Sunday, from the trees, and spread them on the road. The crowds that went before him, that followed him, cried out, Hosanna! Everybody say that. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Shout it out loud. Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the entire city was moved, saying, who is he? Amen. Oh, if people would just know him. Amen. If people would just know him, they would love him, wouldn't they? Well, you'd think so, but a lot of people just are too in love with other things to love Jesus. Amen. That's why we pray. That's why we preach. Amen. The crowd said, verse 11, this is Jesus. I'll tell you what, man, that's a great thing to think about. When someone comes up to you, maybe not within 6 feet right now, if you know what I'm saying, right? But maybe online, maybe on your social media. Why are you so hopeful? Who is he, right? Why are you so blessed during this time? Who is he? Why are you so free and everyone else is so downtrodden? Who is he? And you'll say this, this is Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. The prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Who is he? That might be a good subtitle for this message. Who is he? Somebody say, this is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says this. Amen. Who being the brightness of his glory, we're talking about who he is, right? You can read that whole chapter. It's wonderful. Amen. But we're talking about Jesus. Who being the brightness of his glory, God's glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things. Somebody say all things. You think he can't take down this silly virus? He upholds all things, church. He upholds the solar system. What's a silly, wimpy, little, stupid virus? Come on. Amen? What's my budget? What's a new house? What's a church building? Come on. He upholds all things. Glory to God by the word of his power. See, we need to spend less time talking about the boogeyman and start talking to the boogeyman about who is Jesus. See, this virus is out there, for example, walking around saying, who is he? And what do we say? This is Jesus. Why can't I come into your house, says the virus? Because we say, because this is Jesus's house. Amen, right? You're not allowed here. Is the virus allowed in heaven? Certainly not. So it's not allowed in my house either. Come on, church. It's got to come to that. Amen. When he had by him, now this is, let me get back up a little bit. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Don't you know Jesus whooped this whole thing by himself, church? He did it all by himself. Not just a little wimpy virus, but the entire sin problem, the entire curse problem by himself. He took it down. Glory to God forevermore. That's why I put there on your notes, whether you see it or not, that this reminds us that he turned it. Somebody say, turn it. Jesus turned it back into our favor. Turn means an act of changing or reversing position. Don't you know, you and me before Jesus, some call it the BC days, you know, in my BC days before Christ, I was on the highway to hell. I was on my way down. But when Jesus came into my life, he turned everything around, and now I'm being changed. My position is now reversed. I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm no longer poor. I'm rich. I'm no longer sick. I'm healed. He turned it all around. Hallelujah. The act of changing and reversing our position. Glory to God forevermore. Don't you know that's what he did, church, on the cross? He turned it, the letter T. Today's message is brought to you by the letter T. He turned things around. To the devil, he should remember the cross was a T trick. It was a T trap. Hallelujah forevermore. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says this. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Say the name, Jesus. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, somebody say Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Praise the Lord forevermore. We need to be remembering, church, to be using the name of Jesus. Using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When that thing tries to come again, whatever that thing is that ain't God's will for your life, you say, you know what? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. I do not receive that sickness. I do not receive that doctor's report. I do not receive that financial, you know, status. Amen. I do not receive that bondage in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus, or on my family, or on my nation, or on my career, or on my education, or on my church. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out, coronavirus, demon, you spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, no. Hallelujah, right? This reminds us in Philippians 2 that he transformed it. Transform means to change into another substance. Glory to God for it. Didn't the blood of Jesus, the substance of the blood of Jesus, transform us? Amen. Transform our lives. Amen. So somebody say, transform it. You don't like it? Transform it then. Use the name. Change it into another substance. You don't like this virus thing prowling around, spooking people? Transform it. Tell it where to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what, guys, a lot of people think that this is all, you know, end time stuff, which it is, that it's all stuff that's prophecy. Yes, yes, it is. That it's only going to get worse and worse and worse for the world. Yes, it is. But you know why it can't cross a certain line right now? You know why it can't take its full course? As it would like to right now, as the devil would like to, right? You know why it can't? Because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is in its way. That's why the devil can't have full control of this planet. That's why there has to be this thing called a rapture. Amen. This week on Passover, I think Wednesday is Passover, it reminds us that the curse passed over the children of Israel, did not enter their houses because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was over their doorposts. Amen. We are aggressive faith church believers. We use the name aggressively, like a handgun, amen? Like a gun, amen? We say no, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no sickness, no disease, no viruses, no poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you, you get out of my house. Amen. That's what we were doing with my job this past week. Hallelujah. We took a stand of faith, and guess what? The unemployment changed into another substance. It was transformed. I could have been sulking. Now, Shelley will tell you, in her own words, I was pacing around the house sometimes like a caged lion. Well, I was praying and believing God. Yeah, I was feeling the pressure of it. I admit it. Amen. But what do you do with that? You take it and you add the name to it, you add faith to it, you speak words over it, and you don't just lay around eating chips and ice cream and watching soap operas. Come on, church. Amen. We get up like we're going to work. I got up and got dressed. I shaved. I cleaned up. Amen. And I got to work on ministry things, and I loved it. And I love this. I love this church more than almost anything, bringing words like this to you. Amen. But right now, we got to have this other this other thing going too. Amen. And God knows that. So what did we do? We used the name. And it transforms things in our lives. Glory to God. Now, I want to show you one more thing in Joshua 7 and 8 as we close today. I read this in my Bible, daily Bible reading today, and it just jumped out at me. Amen. And I'm just going to read you portions of it because it's two full chapters. Amen. But this has to do with this. It's known as the sin of Achan. This is Joshua, who Joshua is a type of Christ. He was Moses' assistant, led the children of Israel on into the glorious promised land like Jesus is doing for us today. Amen. But they had a problem. They had just had this tremendous victory. They took Jericho by a miracle of God. And then they needed to take this little territory called Ai. Right? Amen. But there was a problem because somebody in the camp, it says here verse 1, that the children of Israel violated their obligations with regard to the things dedicated for destruction. Things dedicated for destruction. Achan, the son of Carmi, son of Zimri, son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took from the things dedicated for destruction, and the anger of the Lord burned against Israel. Right? This was after following the victory at Jericho. They weren't supposed to touch any of the stuff. Amen. He broke a command. He broke covenant. Right? So anyway, they had to take this next land called Ai. And Joshua said, sent some guys. He said, go spy the land out. So men went up and spied on Ai. They came back to Joshua. I'm just kind of paraphrasing and said, hey, this isn't much going to be much of a problem for us. We just need maybe a few thousand guys. And they sent the, you know, few thousand guys out there, and Ai just routed them. I mean, just routed them. And it just shocked Joshua and the leadership. And in verse 6, it says, Joshua ripped his clothes. He and the Israelite elders fell on their faces to the ground in front of the ark of the Lord until evening and threw dirt on their heads. Joshua said, oh, Lord God, why did you bring this people across the Jordan to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to dwell on the other side of the Jordan. We have to watch that, church, that we don't get content living in mediocrity. You know, if we step out in faith, we might miss it. Why shouldn't we just be content? No. We're pressing into the things of God. Amen. But I wrote at the top of my page here something last time I read this, and I wrote, don't cling to the things dedicated for destruction. Don't cling to sin. Remember the old Wile E. Coyote cartoons? And Wile E. would be clinging to an anvil, and the anvil is just, you know, taking him down. The key is release the anvil. Amen. Don't cling to things dedicated for destruction. Don't mess with sin. Don't mess with gossip. Don't mess with fear. Turn the news off and turn the word of God on. Turn the griping off and lift up your palms and get into praising God. Hallelujah. Find somebody to encourage. Don't cling to things dedicated for destruction, church. Amen. Let's move on here. The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They took from the things dedicated for destruction. Verse 12, therefore the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemies, even an itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini enemy. They turn their backs to their enemies because they have become dedicated for destruction. See, when I cling to things dedicated for destruction, I become dedicated for destruction. Amen. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Amen. Jesus, when he was crucified, sin was crucified. The curse was crucified. So what do I need to do with the curse and with sin? Somebody say, turn loose of it. Stay the heaven out of it. Glory to God, right? I will not be with you anymore if you do not destroy the things dedicated for destruction in your midst. Don't you know that's what Jesus did on the cross? He destroyed the things dedicated for destruction. Hallelujah. And he goes on in verse 13 and 14. Things dedicated for destruction are in your midst, O Israel. You are not able to stand before your enemies until you remove the things dedicated for destruction from your midst. That's called, somebody remember the word, repent. Amen. But Jesus, what he did on the cross and by his blood, amen, is he removed the power of the curse, broke the power of sin off our lives so we don't have to love the things that are dedicated for destruction. Amen. Things that steal and kill and destroy, things that are rooted in the devil and in his plans to steal and kill and destroy are not my friend. Amen. They're not who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Even if my body craves that weed, even if my body craves that pornography, even if my body craves the fear, right? Even if my body craves the violence and anger and losing your temper, even if my body just craves, you know, liquor, whatever. No, don't cling to things that are dedicated for destruction. Somebody say, turn me loose. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus does that. I can confront my own flesh, church, in my spirit, man, and say, no, fleshy boy, you are following my spirit. I am not following you because you were died at the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been crucified with him. So we're not following your demands any longer. You can just keep on griping all you want, but might as well cheer up because we're going this way. Hallelujah. And in chapter 8, then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid or dismayed. Take, now this is after they dealt with it, okay? They dealt with it, they took care of it, they had to, the guy had to be weeded out, and they got this stuff dedicated for destruction, and man, they burned it. They found it in the guy's tent, he hid it, right? And they burned it before the Lord. All of them were wiped out. You know, it was a thorough house cleaning, amen? And in this Passover season and unleavened bread we talked about over the past few weeks, it's a time of house cleaning, going through and pulling out the leaven, things that steal and kill and destroy, and just getting rid of it, amen, laying it aside. I would encourage you, don't be using this time again to listen to stuff that's dedicated for destruction, stuff that's bringing fear, stuff that's bringing, you know, lust, stuff that's bringing worry, stuff that's just bringing negative things. Just lay that aside and look in the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our Savior, amen. Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid or dismayed. Take all the fighting men with you. Arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land into your hand. Now, somebody say, now we're breaking through. Amen. In verse 18, the Lord said to Joshua, now this is where they're moving on Ai. The Lord gave them the strategy of how to take it. This is what I want you to see here, church. I want you to see these warriors, these people out fighting battles. Man, there are angels. There are angels and there are devils. And there is a constant battle going on in the heavenlies. That's why we have to not cling to the things dedicated for destruction and cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cling to his words. Amen. Because when we cling to him, the angels of God get involved on our behalf. And stuff just starts to happen. Glory to God. Then the Lord said to Joshua, you know, they're moving on Ai, amen, and Ai is coming out toward them. He says this to Joshua, point toward Ai with the sword that is in your hand. Verse 18, for I will give it into your hand. So Joshua pointed toward the city with the sword in his hand. When his hand pointed, the men in ambush got up quickly from their place and ran. They came into the city, captured it quickly, and set the city on fire. Glory to God. Amen. Do you see it? I got up this morning and I pointed toward Vancouver. I pointed toward Portland. I pointed toward Washington with my Bible. I pointed toward Washington, D.C. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And I said, in the name of Jesus, we're taking it. We're taking it. We're setting this city on fire, not killing people, but casting the devil out, setting it on fire for Jesus. Amen. And I love baseball. And I remember the story of Babe Ruth. And I saw it in the spirit when I stood up and pointed toward Portland and Vancouver. I saw Babe Ruth that game where the famous game where he called his shot. He stood at home plate. And he pointed his bat out to the outfield bleachers. And man, he knocked one into the bleachers. Glory to God. And I saw, man, we are calling our shot in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're taking Portland. We're taking Vancouver. We're taking America. We're casting out this devil of Corona, whatever else silly things the devil's trying to use to steal. We're casting out the things dedicated for destruction. Hallelujah. Verse 26, Joshua did not draw back his hand with the stretched out sword until he destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Israel plundered only the livestock and the spoil of the city according to the word of the Lord as he had commanded Joshua. This is big, church. Do not quit. Do not quit. Do not quit on your faith. Do not quit trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not quit your praises. Do not quit the word. Do not quit on your faith. Hallelujah. You've got to press through. You've got to keep pressing. You've got to keep praising. You've got to fix your mind on him. Hallelujah. No matter how things look. Hallelujah. The angels of God are working supernaturally on our behalf. Amen. And it's because we, like Joshua did, we do not draw back our hand. We keep it. We keep our hands and the spirit stretched out, our praises going, our thanksgivings to God. Our thanksgiving and our praises, church, are huge, huge, huge. Our thanksgiving and our praises, church, we've got to keep them pumping. If you keep that pumping, the angels of God are going to knock this thing out so quick you won't even know it's gone. And all of a sudden, you're going to hear the all clear. All of a sudden, liberal leaders in our nation are going to say, all clear. Okay to go to Starbucks. Okay to go to McDonald's. Okay to go to church. Okay to go to the mall. Okay to touch your face. Okay to hug someone. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In verse 29, the king of Ai, they hung on a tree until evening. Amen. The evil king of Ai, they crucified him. They hung him on a tree. At sunset, Joshua commanded that the people take down the body from the tree and throw it down in the city gate. They erected a large heap of stones over it that remains to this day. Hallelujah. The king of Ai would represent the things dedicated to destruction. Don't you know the devil, when he crucified Jesus, he was crucifying his own stupid self. Hallelujah, on the cross. And so, church, to sum up, Joshua 7 and 8, remind me to take it. Joshua took it. Glory to God. The word believe means to take it, man. Take the gospel. Take your faith in what Jesus has completed this beautiful Palm Sunday morning. And take means to get into one's hold or possession by voluntary action. Don't you know that's what Jesus did on the cross? He did it as a voluntary action. No one forced him to do it. He could have called for legions of angels. He could have threw in the towel, but no, he didn't. Amen? By voluntary action, he took into his hold or possession our salvation and gave us the authority on this planet, and we need to be using that authority in the name and by the blood. Somebody say, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it all back in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just stand up wherever you are. Lift your hands to the Lord and thank him. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for it. And God, we take it all back right now. We take the victory. We take the salvation. We take the healing. We take the healing of this virus on our nation. In the name of Jesus, we say, angels of God, go. Point toward Vancouver, point toward Portland, point toward Washington, D.C., point toward the sky, point toward your checkbook. Amen. Point toward your place of employment. Point toward wherever you want to point, wherever the Holy Ghost leads you to point. And you hang in there. In the name and by the blood of Jesus, we send the word of God to our bank accounts. We call them full and running over. To our jobs, we call ourselves employed, businesses, ministries, churches, families, marriages, health. We call it blessed, 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 blessed. I call you blessed with a capital B, church, in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shelly and I love you. Have a blessed and wonderful week. Keep us posted in prayer requests and praise reports at our email, redeemedfam@gmail.com. And let's stay in touch that way. It was so funny. I saw a casino. They had a billboard up on the freeway, and it said, "Let's keep in touch," because obviously people can't come there right now. We had all the social media. It's just funny, amen? But they're being creative, right? Well, keep in touch, amen? And we'll see you very soon. Somebody say, "We'll see you very soon." We can hug and get back to worshiping God together in everyone's company. Love you, church. God bless you. Bye-bye.